8th session of the Ministerial Conference. As I announced at the May meeting of the General Council, I have continued the consultations started by my predecessor on the 8th session of the Ministerial Conference, which, as you know, will take place on 15 to 17 December. My consultations have been aimed at hearing members' views about substance and organization of MC8, including work to take place after the conference. In other words, this initial phase was about defining the big picture. We clearly need to first develop a common view as to what we want this conference to do and how it should do it. Only then can we move on to settle other more detailed issues. The overall objective remains, as we defined it at the outset, to produce a successful ministerial conference, one which, despite the current problems in the round, will help to reinforce the value of the WTO system for all its members. Since May, I have met with a very wide range of members in 3 rounds of consultations, which, in keeping with our usual practice, have included group coordinators, individual delegations, groups of delegations, and the chairs of the Council's subsidiary bodies. As ever, my door remains open for any other delegation wishing to meet with me. I would now like to begin my overview of the consultations by outlining the points on which I have seen a high degree of convergence emerging. There was a general sense that MC8 would have to be a different event from MC7. This is largely because more is at stake, even, according to some, the credibility of the organization itself. More focus should be placed on the systemic and institutional issues. MC8 should strengthen the system as a whole. Most delegations also stressed that MC8 should send the message that the WTO is not synonymous with the DDA. The WTO is more than the round. At the same time, there was a general sense that MC8 could not and should not avoid addressing the DDA. It was noted that possible deliverables under the Doha mandate are being pursued through the TNC process chaired by the Director General. A general view was also expressed that development issues should remain central at MC8 and LDC issues in particular. Let me now turn to the organizing principles for MC8. There was unanimous support for reaffirming 2 principles that had helped make the previous ministerial run smoothly. First, the 5th principle, full participation, inclusiveness, and transparency, to be applied both in the preparations for the ministerial and at the conference itself. Second, the gentleman's agreement, as agreed for MC7. This means that any member pursuing an issue for decision but not achieving consensus on it 6 weeks before the ministerial, which now means 2nd November, will not insist on putting the item on the conference agenda. Delegations also stress the need to avoid what they termed the Christmas tree syndrome. Clearly, we all want the conference to be a success, and for this to happen, the agenda we put before ministers must be realistic in terms of the number of issues it contains, especially in the light of the short time available to them at MC8. Members recognize that 3 issues have to be taken up at MC8 under existing mandates. These are the moratorium on e-commerce duties, the moratorium on TRIPS non-violation complaints, and the overview of WTO activities. In terms of the structure of MC8, a number of delegations stressed that the discussions should be structured and focused. There was a general acceptance of a proposal to focus the structure of the conference and its preparation on two main themes, namely WTO work until December 2011 and WTO work after December 2011 and perhaps up to the next ministerial in 2013. To help organize our work, I have asked delegations to consider when they put forward issues which of these headings they could fall under. In practical terms, this means thinking whether an issue could be realistically considered ripe for action in December, or whether it is something that might be flagged as possibly forming part of a future WTO work program. We will need to develop greater detail and clarity on this point as we move ahead. On the substantive agenda of MC8, many ideas have been floated in my consultations, and I do not intend to list all of them today. But to give you an idea, the suggestions I have heard under the first heading range from a focus on development, including aid for trade and issues relating to LDCs and SVEs, to improving accession processes. Other suggestions include strengthening the trade policy review mechanism and the monitoring mechanism, and broadening work on RTAs. For the future work program under the second heading, suggestions include addressing systemic aspects of WTO's work and a number of new or 21st century issues, as they have been called. Examples of issues raised in this regard include trade and currency exchange rates, climate change, and food security. Most of the issues raised so far in my consultations have a home in the existing structures and processes of the WTO. In fact, many of the issues are already part of the ongoing work in these areas. We do not need to, and I do not intend to, duplicate these structures and processes. Instead, the aim should be to use them to the maximum, so that issues of interest can be presented to ministers through the reports WTO bodies will make to them via the General Counsel. These reports can, of course, include recommendations for action where they can be agreed. This approach appears to be well understood by the proponents. In this regard, I am maintaining contact with the chairs of the regular WTO bodies to help reinforce the processes as necessary, and I hope all of you will also make full use of the existing machinery. The need to revitalize the work of regular WTO bodies, including notification and compliance, has been a common theme in our consultations. We can take a useful step in that direction right now by giving them their proper place in the preparation of the ministerial agenda. The focus of my recent consultations has been to encourage delegations to move from the general to the specific. I have urged anyone advocating a point for ministerial attention to develop it in a concrete and operational way. It is essential since, in line with the gentleman's agreement, the onus is on proponents to build consensus around their proposals and to do so before the 6-week deadline for the conference agenda. We have seen a good deal of commonality in issues identified in my consultations. This is already a positive sign. Of course, approaches to these issues vary considerably at present. working towards the necessary convergence on substance and process is a challenge in front of us for the autumn, as is working towards a shared view of the WTO's future work program. In the light of this, let me share with you some conclusions that I have drawn from my consultations over these past weeks. Firstly, we should remind ourselves that we all reject a Christmas tree approach to the ministerial. The purpose of my recent consultations has been to ensure that where any issues go forward to ministers in line with our agreed procedure, these are properly formulated and prepared. We should keep in mind that there are limits to what ministers can do in 3 days, especially since we are pledged to respect the fifth principle. Secondly, we need clarity on the scope of the issues which will go to MC8. I hope that those of you who have raised an issue in my consultation so far will now develop it in a concrete and operational way and test it with colleagues. We cannot afford to create misleading ambitions for what the ministerial can deliver. Lastly, I would like to stress the time factor. After the summer break, we will have less than 14 weeks until the ministerial and some 7 weeks until the agenda closes. This is a very short time frame in which to finalize the substantive content of the conference and settle remaining procedural issues. It will be made even tighter by the need to factor in the outcome of the ongoing consultations on the DDA, which the Director General is undertaking. Before I conclude, I would like to turn to the issue of the outcome document of MC8, which has been raised in my consultations by some delegations. This is clearly a key element of our preparatory process, and we'll have to address it more specifically when we return in September. Suffice to say at this juncture that while some delegations have argued in favor of developing an agreed ministerial communique or even declaration, others felt that a chair's statement along the lines of the 2009 model might be preferable. Of course, the form it takes will depend to a great extent on the nature of the substantive issues we wish to transmit to ministers. Whatever the precise form of the product, this is presumably where issues relating to the future work program will be addressed. So it will be an important consideration in our future consultations. This first phase of our preparatory work, which could be described as one of issue identification, is now coming to an end. When we come back in September, delegations will need to shift to working through the appropriate processes to see what is realistically achievable in a pragmatic and realistic spirit. At the same time, I will be shifting the main focus of my continuing consultations from immediate issues to the future work program of the WTO, taking into account all that I have heard from you about your long-term priorities for the organization. My aim in doing so is to complete the big picture of the substantive agenda so that we can then settle the remaining organizational issues in good time. In my further consultations in autumn, I will, of course, continue to fully respect the principles of transparency and inclusiveness. My door will remain open for any delegation who wishes to meet with me. I look forward to continuing to work closely with you all to finalize our preparations. That concludes my statement, but before I open the floor, I would like to make an announcement on administrative matters for MC8. The Secretariat has already issued a first information circular covering various logistical matters relating to the conference. The second and third circulars are being issued today, covering visas and hotel bookings, respectively. These circulars can be found in documents WT/MIN 11/INF/1, 2, and 3, and I will encourage all delegations to familiarize themselves with the information they contain. The Secretariat will issue further information circulars in due course. I will now open the floor for any comments.